Zakta el gemish levaita masech the sahalas perik dalad mishnah hey lugin. Lugin is a jug that's made out of either wood or metal. Shomali mashkin tyrin that is full of mashkin that is tar. Right now it happens to be on the second floor. On the first floor there's a maze. In between the first floor and the second floor there's a hole, a window. And there's a pot there. Same as in the previous mishnah, a whole pot that belongs to an Am Haaretz. So may I remind you that in the previous mishnah we learned that the Beis Shammai and eventually the Beis Hillel were also Maida. That the din is Eichlin and Mashkin and Kli Cheres upstairs are Tahar. Because we're not worried that the Chaver is going to borrow it. He anyway can't borrow something from an Am Haaretz, which you can't tovel in a mikveh. He knows it's Tameh. However, any Kalim that has Tahara b'mikveh, wood, metal, hide, that is tummy, because that we are concerned that a chaver is going to borrow. Think all he has to do is tivel it, he won't chap. That we're dealing here with tumas meis, and it requires not just tefillah, but hazah, to sprinkle with the water of the parah aduma on day number 3 and day number 7. So here's what's happening in this mishnah, mishnah dalad. Once again, we have here a jug made out of wood or metal. It's full of mashkin tahirin, and it's upstairs. There's a pot in the window that's in between the downstairs and the upstairs, or the hole in the floor / ceiling. Zakta Mishnah, halogin tummy. We have a very interesting halacha. The jug itself is tummy. Not just tummy, tumashiva. It's a keli that has tahara b'mikvah. And therefore it's not saved through the pot that's in the hole. However, the hamashkin, the liquid that's in this jug that became tamei, the din is tahirin. It doesn't become tar through the lagin. It's just that vimpinan. If you're going to pour over the mashkin, you'll empty out this particular lag and put it b'kliyachir to a different keli, meaning another keli, which is not cheres, which has tahar in the mikveh, which becomes tummy, the din is tmeyin, that mashkin is tummy. The only time we say that the keli itself is tummy, but the mashkin inside is tar, that's in the first keli that it was laying. Okay, so very interesting halacha. The jug becomes tummy, but the mashkin inside is tar. Why? So the Batanura says, because if you're not going to say this, then what's pshat that the ochlin and mashkin upstairs are tar? You're telling me mashkin are tar? Mashkin has to be in some type of a keli. Right? You can't just have oranges floating in the air. It has to be in some kind of a keli. So if you're telling me a halach that the mashkin upstairs is tahar, and most mashkin is probably laying in a keli, you could title it a mikvah, which is made of either metal, wood, or hide. So therefore it has to be the chazal meant that mashkin is tar. Even the mashkin that's in the keli that becomes tamei. Once you pour it over into a different keli, we lose this. Has to be that the mashkin is tar. Then taka becomes tamei. We apply standard halachis. So the mefarshim will ask over here, what do you mean? But it could be the mashkin is in the klicheres. Klicheres doesn't become tamei. So the whole point is, there's no other way for the mashkin to be tahar other than to say the keli is tamei, but the mashkin is tar. There is a way that the mashkin is tar. All you need it is in a klicheres. Or it could be, let's say, in a stone keli that's not makabel tumah. We'll take a look here in the Mishnah. Chayin and the Mefarshim will talk about this. And basically they're saying, the most mashkin was kept in a keli that has tahara b'mikvah, not in stone kelim or klicheres kelim. So what we mean to say is, what the Batanur means to say is, that it cannot not be shaykh, cannot not be shaykh, that the mashkin is tar, unless there's such a halacha that the jug becomes tamei, because it's something you could tivel in a mikveh, and the mashkin can't. And remember, it's a derabanan. It's not a real tumah midiraisa. Midiraisa, the part of the amaret, stops the tumah from coming up. So the chachamim made a gzeira. So where the chachamim make a gzeira, they could decide, it applies here, it doesn't apply there. It applies to the jug that the mashkin is in, but not to the mashkin itself. Zakta mishnah vayter. Ha'isha, she'ilasha, you have a woman upstairs, who was kneading a dough by Reva in a big shisel, a big kneading plate. It's made out of wood or metal. Now, just like we said, the pot in the window in between the two floors is not going to save kelim that have tahara b'mikvah. It also doesn't save people, because people also have tahara b'mikvah. The whole point was maybe a chava will borrow the keli and not realize it's not enough to tevel it, because it's tumas neis. You have the same problem with a person. Maybe the person will call someone that was upstairs and think, okay, just tevel yourself and then you can work with me. Then you can work with my food. He won't think this person has a bigger problem. Oil a mace when he was upstairs. So again, just like we said, if there's a kedei rav cheres which belongs to an amaretz in between the two floors, kalim dev tahara b'mikvah do become tamei as a gzeira, same as true for a person. So he once again says, our mishnah isha she losha, the woman that is kneading dough upstairs, b'areva. Areva means this big shisel that's used for dough. We've had that several times in Masechtas Kelim, Zok the Mishnah. In this case, Tumah downstairs, part of an Amaretz made out of Klei Cheres in the middle, meaning covering the hole between the two floors, the din is Ha'isha, the woman, V'yoha Reva, and this shisel, and this bowl, Tameim Tumah Shiva, or Tameh Tumah Shiva. Because as explained, anything that is Tahara B'mikvah, whether it's a Keli or a person, is not going to be saved in the attic from Tumas HaMeis. But V'habatzak tahar, the dough will be tahar, because we said before, Eichlin and Mashkin are saved. But V'im pinatu, if you're going to empty out the dough from this shisel, from this bowl, and transfer it l'kli achad to another keli, the din is tamei. And don't tell me it's only according to the Beis Shammai, because let me remind you that Chazru Beis Hillel lo hariskei de Beis Shammai, that at the end, the Beis Hillel reversed themselves, and they also paskin like the Beis Shammai. Why does the Mishnah have to repeat it? That the Basil changed their mind and passed like the Beis Shammai. So Mefarshim explained, because if you look in the Tosefta and also in the Gemara Masechtas Chagiga, that at first the Basil challenged this second part we learned over here in this Mishnah. It says in Masechtas Chagiga, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Amamish embarrassed Beis Shammai. How could you say such a thing? A woman is kneading in a bowl. She and the bowl are tamei, and the dough is tar. You have a jug full of mashkin. The jug is tamei and the mashkin is tar. But after the Beis Shammai explained the reason why they're saying this, so once again, the Beis Hillel said, you know, yeah, we're maskim, you're right. In other words, in Mishnah Gimel, when it said, Chazru Beis Hillel hariski de Beis Shammai, that was to the general halacha. That Eichlin and Mashkin and Kli Cheres they tar on top, but anything that has tefillah b'mikvah stays tamei. And here, Chazru Beis Hillel Hariski de Beis Shammai means, and we're going to go so far as to agree with you that yes, you're going to have a jug made out of metal which you could tovel in the mikvah that becomes tamei, and the liquid inside is tar, where you can have this woman kneading the dough. The person and the keli which you could tovel in the mikvah become tamei, and the dough stays tar. Okay, let's get back to, but if you take the dough and put it into it someplace else, different shisel or anywhere else, it does become tamei. The Batanura brings this that we're saying, that if you don't take it out, it's tahar. That's until she removes her hands from the dough. But let's say she lifts her hands, you know, take a break for a minute, and then continues to knead afterwards. She puts her hands back into the keli. Now she's going to be in the time of the batzak by touching it. So, chazring over, we have this jug made out of wood or metal, which is full of mashka tahirin. Same picture, same scenario. Downstairs, there's a mace. There's a hole in between the downstairs and upstairs, which is covered with a kedera of an ama aretz. We apply with to an extreme the halacha that we learned in the previous Mishnah. We say, Eichlin and Mashkin are tahar. Anything you can tovel in a mikvah upstairs is tamei. So much so that if upstairs you have a jug full of mashkin, a jug, let's say, made out of wood or metal, the jug is tamei, the mashkin inside is tar. But if you pour the mashkin out into a different keli, it will become tamei. Another chiddush we learned in this mikvah is that when we say kelim that have tahara in mikvah do become tamei, that also includes people, because they also have tahara in mikvah. So again, we have an interesting halacha where we have an isha that is kneading in a bowl. She's upstairs. The person and the bowl become tamei tumas shiva. Right, that means they need hazah, paraduma, day 3, day 7. and their tummy for at least 7 days before they can complete their tahara. But the batzak, the dough, is tar. But if you remove the dough to a different keli, Batanura told us not only that, but if she lifts her hands out of the dough, puts them back in, from that point on, she would be metama the dough.